listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Lifeline. Listen, this program is designed to help you. We're going to teach you biblical values. We're going to teach you the truth from God's word. All right, untainted, no thoughts, just what it actually says. We are here for you to call in. This is a live broadcast. So if you need prayer for something, if you have an unreal praise report that gives God and God alone all the glory, we always want to let people know that God's still on the throne. He still does the same for us today as he did yesterday. He does not change. His word says, I change not, and it means that. Whatever he did, whatever miracles, whatever, however he worked among his people back when, he works among the same today if you belong to Christ, if you're in fellowship, okay? So if you have a praise report, call up. If you need prayer for something, call up, all right? If you have someone else anywhere else in the world, have them tune in right now, WCNO. It's WCNO online, WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast and listen to it right now anywhere. Otherwise, if you miss it, it's WCNO.com. Click on the official site. Click on demand, because we're on demand now. So WCNO.com, on demand, boom, the calendar pops up. Hey, pick Saturday, pick Lifeline. You can go back and listen to any of them. All right? I have a great little lesson we're going to do today. Let me run through that. And here's the other thing. At the end, I'm going to give you an address where you can send support, you can donate, and you can support to this ministry. And then I'm going to give you an email address. Dr. Bob, who I'm sure you know from just listening to the broadcast all these years, he is retired. He's been just years and years and years in the Word. So he's ready to take your emails. Feel free to use that trylifeline@gmail.com. It's simple. trylifeline@gmail.com. Use that. Email him. He'll give you absolute free counsel, and you can't read. It's all right from Scripture. He'll give you nothing that the Bible doesn't say. It's not what he thinks. He'll say, well, if that's your problem, here's what you do based on the Word of God. The Word of God tells you to handle it like this, because the Word is what changes things. All right. Again, happy Saturday to you, man. God bless you today. Have a great Saturday today. Take authority over this day in the name of Jesus. You ready? This program is called Lifeline. My name is Landon. Let's go to prayer so we can get to spending time with God this morning. All right. Shut down your thoughts. Let's just relax for a minute and spend some time with the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning. We humble ourselves before you. We give you everything we have right now. We empty ourselves. We empty our minds. We forget about busy schedules, grocery shopping, whatever we have on Saturday. Who cares? We're going to spend some time with you and renew our spirit right now and get into the right spirit of our mind and be Christ-like today and be spiritually minded today. So as we go through this day, we're not caught up in the turmoil of the world. We're spending time in fellowship inside in our inner man with you all day, so that as we run into things and obstacles, we're the ones that change the atmosphere when we walk into the room, because we are full of your spirit. Therefore, we're thinking and acting and conducting ourselves and carrying on in your image and in your likeness, because we've become Christ-minded by these few moments this morning, taking on your spirit and maintaining fellowship with you throughout the day. Help us to receive what we hear, to enter in the spirit. Let it control our mind to the thought of your awareness, your actual presence with us. Thank you, Father, for helping us this particular day. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, follow me on this. I'm going to speak to you as if God's speaking to you, okay? I had the unction to write this particular way. So we're going to pretend that God came down. So God came down and he's hanging with us. Now God's going to talk to you eye to eye, one on one. It's you and God right now. So think about this. Clear your mind and pretend you're hanging with Jesus. Pretend you're hanging with Father God himself. Whatever's better for you. But I want you to pretend that God's right here and he's talking to you. Okay, follow me on this. What if God himself came down from heaven just to meet you and to have a relationship with you? What if he took on the form of a man and was made in the same likeness and image as you. What if he prayed with you and touched you, not only in your heart, but for the purpose of healing you? What if he gave you a new name, a new identity? What if he forgave every bad thing you've ever done? What if, while God was here, he told you, I've come to give you rest. I've come here with you to give you peace and joy. What I am offering you is comfort. I want you to take what I am offering you and use him to learn about me. If you will do that, you will find rest into your souls, which is your spirit now. The spirit of you. Most of us live in a spirit of turmoil and upsetness. Anyway, God said, you'll find rest into your souls if you'll take what I'm trying to offer you and use him. What if he looked you in the eye and said to you, what if God looked you in the eye and said to you, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. He or she who has my commandments and keeps them, they are the ones who love me. You must possess my commandments and follow them and cherish them. They will bring you into right fellowship and relationship with me. The words I give you are a form of me. My words contain my character. My words contain my authority, my spirit, and my power. If you love me, keep my words. I, God Almighty, will love you for this act. If you guard my words, I will come toward you. I will give unto you the authority through the name of Jesus and the power through the Holy Spirit of my words. And at that point, nothing, I mean nothing, shall be impossible for you. I'm going to leave you with my spirit. Listen to what he tells you concerning all things. Continue in my word and you will remain in constant fellowship with my Holy Spirit. I am leaving your physical eyesight because I do not want you to depend on the accuracy of what you see with your natural vision as the truth. I want you to live in the comfort of my Holy Spirit. I want you to do all he tells you because he will be constantly receiving from me and showing it to you. He'll even show you things to come. This sight is far more important than what your eyes see. You will know my spirit as the spirit of truth. If you live by the spirit of truth, my words will be alive and powerful and sharper than anything you can think of. My word has the ability to divide and separate all the way down to your soul and your spirit. My word will discern your thoughts and intentions that are way down deep, the ones that have taken root around your heart. Then God tells you, just call out to me and I'll save you from your sins. I'll forgive you and cleanse you from all wrongdoing. Here, I'll tell you what. Let me leave you a prescription that will take care of everything concerning you. I want you to go. I want you to pick up this book called the Bible. This book builds individuals based on life eternal. You were built for eternal life, but you've been raised in natural life without me. Follow my prescription and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth as you study my words. My words are spirit and they are life. You will find rest in them and you will inherit eternal life. Do you believe what I have said? Now, what if God just said that to you right now? What if he just said that to you right now? What do? You open the door and you invite him into your life. Now, I'm going to go back through these scriptures and I'm going to relate each and every one of these things to the verse where you can see that this did happen. This exactly did happen. He did come down. He has walked with us. He has touched us. He has healed us. He's given us his spirit. All these things that I what-ifed are right out of scripture. So if you would like to call now, if this prompted you and pricked you and you're like, I need that relationship with God. And I know I need it. I know I need his healing. I know I need his hand. I know he's come and walked with me. I know he's been tugging on my heart for a long time. Feel free to call here, 221-1100. There's no better time to start your life over with the power of God on the inside of you by accepting his free gift of Jesus Christ. No better time. 221-1100. If your marriage is failing, if your health is failing, if the natural world system is failing you, you're going to need something more powerful. You're going to need something supernatural. You're going to need to supersede the natural by the Spirit of God. God is the only living spirit that can help you, that can come into you and start to teach you and train you and move you up out of this natural into the kingdom of God. You've often heard us talk about the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. It's a governmental authority of the spirit that governs, discerns, and takes authority over the natural. Many of us are stuck in the natural and we just can't get any further. Nothing's getting any better. You have to go with something higher. Like if you do the alcohol treatment programs and all them, you always hear them talk about a higher power. Even the natural man always admits there really is a higher power. There is. His name is Jehovah God, Father God, Jesus Christ. You got many names for God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, you know? But you must come meet him. You must reach out to him to get his help. Like I said, when I opened, I said, what if God came down from heaven just to meet you? Just to have a relationship with you? What if he took a form of a man and was made in the same likeness and image as you? Now, John 14, John 1, the first chapter of John, verse 14, in your Bible, okay, God gave us this thing. This book is the whole Bible. It builds individuals based on life eternal. In other words, it builds you based on eternal life, not based on natural life. Therefore, you have something far superior, far more greater than what your natural eye sees to help you be able to take authority over the natural. Back in the book of Genesis, God gave man authority. God said, I want you to have authority. I want you to have dominion over this earth. I want you to have dominion over it, he said, and I want you to subdue it. Well, we don't. We let the earth rule us. It's time to get Christ-like, and it's time to get spiritually minded. You must get in your Bible and transform your thinking and transform your mind by the renewing of the Word of God. So what if he did do that? What if he came down, and he came down as a man, and he walked with you, and he talked with you? Well, John 1:14 says, and the Word, you got that? Jesus was there in the beginning. He's actually the Word of God that was made flesh. You saw a flesh version of the actual Word of God. And the Word was there in the beginning. He's acted and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, grace is unmerited favor. Everybody teaches that and preaches that, and there couldn't be any greater truth. Grace is also, if you trace it and look it up in your Greek, grace means the divine influence upon your heart, which is what I'm trying to offer you this morning. If you allow Jesus Christ to move in, his Holy Spirit will come with that deal. You will receive the Holy Spirit. You'll now have an avenue, a channel, or a conduit in which you can tap into called the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost who will live inside of you. And you'll now have divine influence upon your heart. The reason you're where you are today is based on all the decisions and choices you made because of what came out of the influence upon your heart. Well, if you would allow the divine influence to come in and penetrate and start to dominate your heart, you'll have divine outcome. You see what I mean? You'll have divine results. But you can only do that if you'll allow him to come in and begin to influence you and take over your mind and your heart. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline. Good morning. Oh, I think I lost him. Please call back. Please call back. If that was you, I am so sorry. I think I hit the wrong button. Please call right back. Please call right back. We're going to rebuke the devil. There you go. We're going to rebuke the enemy for that for sure. You got to transfer it over here, I think. I don't have any button ringing. I don't know how to pick it up. She got transferred to me. Hang on, guys. Hang on, guys. We want your phone call. We do. We do. There we go. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry I hung up on you.
Okay.
What can I do for you this morning?
Pray for me to get what we're talking about this morning.
Pray for you? The Holy Spirit? Amen. What is your first name, please?
Cassandra.
Cassandra? Okay. Father God, we come to you this morning regarding Cassandra. She wants more of you. She knows you came down. She knows you walked among us. She knows your name was Jesus, but she wants the Holy Spirit. She wants the divine influence upon her heart, correct?
Yes.
Do you agree with what I'm saying on your behalf?
Yes.
Then I would like for you to ask Father God. Say, Father God.
Father God.
Please. Fill me. With your Holy Spirit.
Your Holy Spirit.
I want to be controlled by your spirit.
I want to be controlled by your spirit.
And your spirit alone.
Your spirit alone.
I yield my mind to you.
I yield my mind to you.
I give you my will and my emotions.
My will and my emotions.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
And I will hearken to your voice, Holy Spirit.
Hearken to your voice, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father God, for giving me this free gift.
Thank you, Father God, for giving me this free gift.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Listen, now you have now, thank you, Father God, you now have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. You got it?
Yes.
So anything, like when you're reading Scripture and you don't really understand what it says, you have a helper now. You can ask him. You can say, Holy Spirit, help me understand this. What's this mean? And he will guide you into all truth. That's his job. He is the Spirit of truth. Okay, listen to that little voice inside. He will guide you into all truth. You got it?
Yes.
Do not be afraid to talk to him like he's your friend.
Okay.
God's Spirit is real, I'm saying. God actually gives you his Spirit. It dwells in you now. It will abide you, comfort you, and teach you, but you have to be engaged with and become a part of him. You got it?
Yes. Yes.
So start communicating and getting to know the Spirit of God that you just received. You got it?
Yes.
Thank you, Cassandra. I love you so much, girl. All right?
Love you, too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Wonderful. Wonderful. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Divine influence upon your heart. She just received it. She just took the grace. She said, you know what? I'm going to take that grace of God because that grace of God is divine influence. That divine influence can give me truth. Man, that'll change everything I think, say, and do. It'll teach me to guard my tongue. It'll teach me to use my tongue as a sword of the Spirit to think, say, and do. Because the Holy Spirit will give me divine influence. He'll tell me what to say. He'll give me the Scripture. He'll say, look, man, you look at that mountain. You go to Mark 11:23, Landon, and you look at that mountain, and you say to that mountain, be thou removed. Don't say, hey, mountain man, look, if you don't mind, you know, I mean, I'd kind of like to get ready. I kind of wish you'd start disappearing. You're kind of bothering me. And if you could just move a little bit, even I'd be happy. No, he didn't say come at it soft. He said, you come to that mountain. You look at that mountain with authority in your tongue based on the word of God that I'm going to teach you and train you by the divine influence upon your heart, which is grace and the Holy Spirit. The grace of God is the Holy Spirit. Let me say that. God is so graceful and merciful to you. He said, okay, I see that sin has entered the world. This thing's just pleasuring through your minds. It's got you controlled. Your feelings are taking over. You're going by lust. You're not going by anything I've told you. You're starting to go by your own feelings, your own desires, your own wants. Rather, the things that I approve of or don't approve of, it doesn't matter. You're going to chase what you want. So I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you my spirit. I'll send my son. He'll be slain as the lamb that never sinned on the cross. So I'll accept that sacrifice. Based on that sacrifice and his blood atonement on your behalf, I'll forgive your sins, pardon your transgressions, and I'll go a step further. I'll show you what my grace is. I'll give you my spirit. If you accept the sacrifice he made for you, if you'll accept Jesus Christ, my son, and you'll say, Father, I accept Jesus Christ. I believe in what he did. He made for that by what he did, I'm made free from the condemnation. I'm made free from the sin. I'm set free or made free from all the stupid things I've done in the past. As long as I accept your son, his atonement and his forgiveness for my sins. Well, you know what, Father? I do that. I accept that today. I call upon the name of Jesus and I accept that, Father. Please forgive me for all the dumb stuff I've done from this moment back in life. Thank you, Father, for that. Now, I want your grace. I want that divine influence. Now that I've done that and washed away my sins and I'm pure, let me have your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let it live in me. Let it dwell in me. Let it abide with me. Teach me. Start talking to me. I want to get to know you personally, Father. That's where you need to be today. That word did come down. What if God prayed with you, touched you, not only in your heart, but for the purpose of healing you? Matthew 9:29 says, then touched he their eyes and said, hey, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Did you have enough faith to say it just 5 seconds ago? Father God, thank you. Jesus, please come live with me. Please be my God. I accept your atonement work on the cross. I want your spirit to come move in me, teach me and train me. He said in Matthew 9:29, then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith. I'm trying to open your eyes now. According to your faith, be it done unto you. You're not waiting on God. All right? According to your faith, be it done unto you. What if he gave you a new name? Huh? What if he took you like Saul and made you Paul? What if he took you like Abram and made him Abraham? Huh? What if he gave you a whole new identity? What if he forgave every bad thing you've ever done? 2 Corinthians, the book of Corinthians 5:17. 2 book of Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, oh, Jesus, thank you for coming in and saving me. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. See, God forgot all about that stupid stuff. It's gone. You don't ever have to visit it or talk about it again. Behold, all things have become new. You ready for that? 221-1100. I accept Jesus right now. I want my old things passed away, and I want all things to become new. At 221-1100, I'll do that for you. I'll introduce you to the King. He's the King of what? The Bible says he's the King of what? Everybody knows this. He is the King of Kings. You heard the song. He's the King of Kings. And he's the Lord of what? Lords. So whatever's got you, whatever's got lordship over your life, guess what? Jehovah God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So he can set you free from that. He can make you free from that thing that's got lordship over you, or that thing that seems to be your kingdom, or that sin, or that addiction, or that porn, or whatever seems to be your king or your God. Guess what? The God, Jehovah God, the great Yahweh, the great I Am of the Old Testament, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that came in the form of Jesus Christ among us and dwelt among us, saved us from our sins, is the King of that stuff. He's a king over that. He's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Man, I'd be on that phone, man, going, I want to be made new. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. What if he came and offered you joy and peace and said, look, I'm offering you comfort, man. I've come to give you rest. John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. In other words, he has a peace that you don't even know of. The world can't offer it to you. You've not seen it. It's not in the world. It only comes from him. What if he looked you in the eye and said, but I know you. You don't have the love of God in you. John 5:42 says this. Jesus looked them in the eye and he said to them, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. So the only reason I brought that into this, if you are that person that really does not have the love of God in you, God knows that. He knows that. So the minute you say, Father God, I want you to save me, Jesus, come into my life, he knows you don't have him. He'll be so excited to give you his spirit. He'll be so excited to receive you into his kingdom, and you become the adopted daughter or the adopted son of God. He or she who has my commandments and keeps them, they're the ones that love me. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my words. I, God Almighty, will love you for this act. If you'll guard my words, I'll come to you. I'll give unto you the authority through the name of Jesus and the power through the Holy Spirit of my words. John 6:63 says this, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. 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 Now check this out. There was a doubting Thomas. We've all heard of doubting Thomas. In the Bible, Thomas did not believe anything. Jesus had to come to him in the flesh and say, look, man, look at the nail holes. Look at the scars. He had to show him, right? And then Jesus looked at him then and he said, listen, man, because you have seen me, you believe. Remember that spirit of truth? Remember that Holy Ghost? Remember the Holy Spirit I've been telling you about? Jesus said directly in John 20:29, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Then we talked about the word of truth, the spirit of truth being so quick, so powerful, able to divide all the way down to your soul and spirit, able to unwrap all that stuff that's taken root on your heart, made you bitter, made you cold towards God. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You've got to get your Bible and open it. And you've got to get in there and let God take over. And let God take over. I need you to sow into this ministry. Send your sponsorship and your donations for this ministry to Lifeline, Box 1603. Send your sponsorship and your donations for this ministry to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Again, send your sponsorship and your donations to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Email Dr. Bob this week. This is free godly counsel. He will not quote you anything based on what he thinks. He'll quote you all your answers based on what the Bible says it should be. He's like Dr. Bob, Bible Google. Not really, but listen, when you email him and you say, hey, Bob, blah, 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 he's going to come back and go, well, here's what it says in John so-and-so. Well, here's what it says over Matthew. He's going to lead you to the answers that you're too lazy to look up on your own. Now, think about it now. I'm giving this is easy stuff, man. He'll lead you to them. You got free Bible lookup search if you'll just contact him for help. All right? TryLifeline@gmail.com. Pretty easy, man. TryLifeline@gmail.com. You can do it. It's not that hard. Send your sponsorship or your donation this week. All right? I don't care, $10, whatever. You can send $1,000, you can send whatever you want. It helps keep us on the air. This thing called, every single time we're on here, we are paying for this. All right, so if you help us with that, we like to help people that need food, you know, some other things. So if you help, it all goes to ministry. Not one dime goes in our pocket. We work for a living. Just telling you that. Lifeline, Box 1603. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Man, I love you so much, I can't believe it. Listen, it's not too late to call. 221-1100. 221-1100. I've heard you, Landon. I need Jesus. Listen, my life is wonderful and it's because of Jesus. You do need Jesus. You don't realize. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. You got it? 221-1100. I'm telling you, it's time to start your life in the Holy Spirit and get to understand and know God and have a friend that will talk to you, counsel you, and stop you from doing the wrong thing and push you in the right direction for the right decisions in life. 221-1100.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.